Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to have another day, isn't it? Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I do believe you have placed me right here. And all those who are listening, you have placed them right there for this time. And Father, I know that you have placed Mindy, my guest, right where she is, for such a time as this. You have a job, you have a task for each and every one of us. May we be the children that are ready to hurry off and do our Father's bidding, our Father's work. Help us, Father, to be protectors, as you are protecting us. And Father, I just pray that you know and understand how much we love you. Your grace and your love and your mercy and your forgiveness. Oh, how we need them all. Every single day. And you never run out. I know, Father, that your patience will run out. And this country is testing you so badly. I pray, Father, that you will help us. Help us to follow all the evil, to put an end to it, to expose it for what it truly is. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A constitutional republic, if you can keep it. A democratic republic. A democracy. A democratic socialist government. An oligarchy, where unelected bureaucrats run the country. Never a good thing. Along with NGOs who want nothing more than control. This is not pandemic related. This fight that we're talking about today, these attacks have been in our own backyards for decades, and it's escalating. I admire the Canadian truckers. I admire them greatly. I got a big kick out of watching them last night again at the honking of the horns. That's what freedom sounds like, right? But they are not going to rescue our farmers from the likes of HSUS and ASPCA and the many other NGOs who care nothing about human life, frankly. They really don't even care about animal lives either. Overpopulation in the wild, and these animals will wither away for lack of food. We've seen that down in the Lake of the Ozarks. They're just overrun with deer, and they're just skinny. They're just skinny because they don't have enough food. They don't understand the circle of life. They do not believe in a creator God. Therefore, they believe they know better. Eric Adams, it was hysterical last night. They just kept going after him over and over and over again. He said, I live a plant-based circle of life. I live a plant-based circle of life. And it's like, well, occasionally he eats fish. It's not a vegan if you eat fish. He claims, as most of them do, how do you know they're radicals? This is his statement. Food is doing more injustice than mass incarceration. And now you have it. That's how he really feels. So, New York, he's more apt to force you into a vegan diet than he is to put anybody away from the violence that's taking place across New York. Why do I say this? Well, we have Mindy on today with the Cavalry Group, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. But the NGOs and these people like Eric that think they know best for your life, don't trust them. Don't trust them. Let's welcome Mindy and bring her on. Mindy, how are you doing today? We're so glad to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you're doing well. Can you hear me?
Do we not have Mindy?
I'm here.
Do I have anybody?
Can you not hear me?
Out there, I can hear you now. There you
go. Okay, good.
You had me worried there for a little bit.
Wasn't working, I guess. Good morning. Thank you for having me, Beth Ann. How are you feeling?
I'm a little punk yet. So I think I'm going to give in. I had some children ganging up on me last night, so I guess I'm going to cave in, and I'm going to go see a doctor today and get an infusion done. So,
you good.
Know, speed the process along. They were just very worried about their mama, so.
We need you full throttle. This is a critical time for our country, and we need someone to fly the plane.
Good luck.
You need to guide us.
Rudy's shaking his head. Yeah, you know, that's what he did in his, before he retired. He was an air traffic controller. So he's shaking his head. No, don't put Beth as a pilot. Don't put Beth as a pilot.
Well, the thought that came to me just now listening to your monologue and prayer is we just need to get back to the root, get back to the basics. Mm. And unfortunately, too many Americans are falling for the counterfeit.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
falling for the window dressing and the false facade. It just boggles my mind. And there are good Americans that see through the muck, but we need them to take action and stop this baloney that's going on everywhere. Everywhere.
I think they're afraid to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand that. You know, it's the only thing I have bad to say about the Canadian truckers is why weren't we first? Why weren't the United States truckers doing this first? Are they afraid? Mm-hmm. I know truckers, they're tough. They're tough guys and gals. Many of them are, they're not just all men, and they're not all white, and they work hard. And, you know, I've got one that has listened to this show since, oh gosh, I don't know how long, even back when I was with Derry Brownfield. He'd show up every once in a while, just once in a while he'd show up, and he'd be driving his big rig through, you know, and it was, you know, he's a tough guy, but, you know, we can't rely on the truckers to do it all. We've got to support them, and we've got to start taking hold of our own communities with some of this stuff that's going on, which I want you to explain. I don't know where to even begin. You sent me several articles, and they're all just kind of discerning, to tell the truth. These people like Eric, you know, they want to throw you into the vegan world and let all animals, you know, romp and play like Tinkerbell, and mm-hmm. They don't understand animals at all.
Where did that article come from again that you referenced, and who is Eric?
Eric Adams, the mayor of New York.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, they were just making fun of him over and over again last night on the news, and I watched Gutfeld to my shame. And yes. The first time I've watched him in a couple of weeks now, because I've just been going to bed real early, and I was in bed at that time, and they just kept playing Eric Adams over and over again about his vegan life, you know, his plant-based circle of life, his plant-based circle of life. And I think I had the quote wrong. But then he closed, and I found the article. I had to close it. My computer's just been being, I think it's got COVID. It's really been bad this morning. But he thinks that food is a bigger injustice than crime. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
When we come back, I want to touch on New York. You really struck a chord with that quote this morning.
All right. We'll do her. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. They're out there, boots on the ground, doing their very best to help farmers, livestock growers, all these folks, breeders. And I'm telling you, there is an injustice going on, and you need to know about it. And I want to talk about the map that you sent too, Mindy. We'll get down the road on that one too, because there was one on Texas that really bothered me. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. We'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. 2224.
To listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to turn this over to Mindy. I told her last night I was probably going to let her do most of the talking. But I want to hear the story about New York.
Well, it's several months ago before the mayoral election, we got a call from some of our members in New York City who operate horse-drawn carriage companies. And there was a lot of concern that the candidates running, really, none of them were in favor of the horse carriages. You know, it's been an 8-year-long battle in New York City to make sure that Mayor de Blasio never fulfilled his promise to ban the horse carriages. And after 8 years, he was never successful in completely getting rid of them like he promised in his acceptance speech in that fateful night 8 years ago. And it's just been an ongoing battle, and the horse-drawn carriage people are now facing the same potential fate with this new vegan mayor. And people need to understand that elections have consequences, and who we put in office is, they're going to dictate our fate. We're facing this all over the country with governors, legislators. It's been, excuse me, it's been just a really concerning time in New York City. And there's no reason for this to even be a discussion. And oftentimes people don't really give enough credence to the fact that these so-called vegan activists really do have an agenda. You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, well, you're for freedom, so why are you against the vegans? I'm not against the vegans. I'm for freedom. If somebody wants to be vegan, that's their personal choice. But don't thwart that. Don't pass policies that mandate that I have to give up meat. That's the whole crux about all of these things, whether it's the animal rights agenda, whether it's the so-called climate change agenda that's wanting to, reduce the number of cattle ranchers and beef consumption, whether it's the issues of the border, whether it's the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates. People need to wake up and realize that all these things, all of them, are meant to divide us. That's what this is trying to do. And I've given a lot of thought to my parents, who were World War II generation.
Yeah.
And my dad served for 2.5 years on a minesweeper in the South Pacific, which was not pleasant. During World War II, battling for freedom during that time. And, he was just always exuding his love of America and my entire time at home and growing up through the years. And I've thought a lot about that time and reflected a lot about it. My parents had friends that did not align with their beliefs completely. And one of the things that I've realized is that my parents were for freedom of choice, you know, just kind of mind your own business mentality. And I think we need to get back to that. Nothing should be a mandate like this, whether it's vaccine mandates or mask mandates or, you know, destroying lawful businesses and this cancel culture. Look, someone is in accordance with the rules and abiding by the laws. Let people live. Leave them alone. And that's just an observation of how my parents live their lives. And I think it's something that we have forgotten. Mind your business. Mom used to say.
Yeah, mind your own business. And, I don't have anything wrong with Eric Adams being a vegan. And I don't have anything wrong with him being a vegan who decides to have to have fish every once in a while. I don't begrudge him that. Just do that. And I don't begrudge him because another reason is why he did it. He did it for his health. Apparently he had diabetes at one point, and so he did it for his health. But that's not the answer for everybody.
Right.
And, one size doesn't fit all. I learned that a long time ago. It doesn't fit everybody. And that's true with your eating habits, with your medications, with your lifestyle. One size doesn't fit all. And everybody has to find their own niche, and everybody has to find what works for them. And he can't be dictating that. And of course, to say that our food, I don't disagree with him. I think some of our food is bad for us. There's no doubt about it. We know that they've put all kinds of stuff in it. But we have a choice. We can either go to McDonald's and eat the poison, or we can make our own hamburger.
Well, one of the things that we see, though, is that they are using false narratives like climate change.
Oh, yeah.
With gassy this
cows.
Belief that they can change the temperature of the planet using this faux science and fear. And that's what disturbs me the most, which is why I brought up my World War II generation parents, because, my dad is the one that taught me discernment, and he taught me to question everything, always pull back the veil, follow the money, see who's behind it. You know, a lot of today, so many policies are being agenda-driven, and the more I learn, the more depressing it can be, because you realize that a lot of lawmakers are truly controlled by money, local, state, and federal. It's just exhausting when you start following all that. And, the pharmaceutical companies that control the votes and all this other powers that be. But you brought up the truckers, and I think that is truly a sign where the power truly lies, is with the people, and why your show is so incredibly important, because, you know, you provide a vehicle to expose the truth and let Americans know what is truly going on the ground. And maybe someone didn't realize that certain policies that we are advocating against really have nothing to do with animals at all, really have nothing to do with animal welfare at all. They have to do with the destruction of private property. They have to do with the destruction of our Constitution. And they want to do away with, incrementally, but they want to do away with our farmers and ranchers and control the food, control the people.
Absolutely.
Those are the three pillars.
And that's why we see the rich guys buying up the land, like Gates.
Yes.
Bill Gates buying up the land. And, you know, they don't want you to eat meat. They don't want you to have pets. Don't you be fooled like Betty was fooled. Betty was fooled with HSUS, and she gave them a lot of money, but she was fooled. They don't want you to have pets. They don't want animals in the zoo. They don't want animals in the circus, and they don't want magicians. And they don't want you to eat the meat.
And they don't want horse-drawn carriages.
And they don't want horse-drawn carriages. They don't want any animal working. So I guess they're just all going to run wild. And
not going to work out well.
No, it's not. And it hasn't before. And you know what happened the last time whenever they were running wild? People shot them. And that's what will happen again. So they're going to have to, and people will. I mean, they'll have to save their children, to save their puppy dogs if they still have a puppy dog or a kitty cat. Mm-hmm. But
we're very blessed in the United States because we have established ways and technology to feed ourselves and feed the world. And every process has been vilified. And I learned a lot more about that when studying what was really behind Biden's executive order, the 30 by 30.
Mm-hmm.
His executive order wants to basically set aside 860 million acres more of land that is not to be touched by humans. And that also means that we can't manage the land, which is why we have had so many forest fires, hot burning forest fires in the West in the last few decades. And when I say we're blessed, I'm talking about irrigation. I'm talking about turning trickles of streams into water aquifers and, you know, water management that has allowed us to grow and raise our food. And they want to take all that away.
No.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. We're heading into another break. When we come back, I want to find out what's going on the storefront, so to speak, in different areas. You were talking about Colorado, and then you gave a map to me with all kinds of little pins on it. I want to talk about those a little bit. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's time, folks. It's time that we stood up and said, no, no more. We are a free people, and we will live free. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group, and we'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. That's 800-218-6440.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to mention the flags just a little bit, and you can go into details in the ones that you want to go into details about. But the one that I saw on, and I've closed it because my computer was messing up so bad this morning. Excuse me, but the one in Texas, that pet stores were no longer going to be allowed to purchase animals from licensed breeders.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not have a right to sue over that? I mean, they're licensed breeders, licensed by the state, and I'm assuming there's federal license too, licensed from the state,
yeah.
And they have to pass all these things, jump through all these hoops, pay all this money, and then their legislators, who are the same ones who told them they had to do X, Y, and Z, have said, "We're not going to let you sell your animals."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going on all over the country. These local and state, what they call pet sale ban, but I call them rescue mandates, mm-hmm. are basically banning the sale of puppies and kittens in pet stores from licensed, regulated breeders and opening the gate willy-nilly to rescues. to sell for pet stores, mandating that pet stores sell animals sourced from rescues, rescue animals that have no known health records or history, behavioral. It is a, honestly, it's a public health and safety crisis going on in our country, and it's been going on for several years. And believe it or not, Beth Ann, over 200 of these pet sale bans have passed at the local municipal level across the U.S. California passed a statewide ban. There's several other states that have passed them. And it's putting lawful businesses out of business, not just the pet store, but also the breeders. And that's their intention. This is agenda-driven. And the crime here is the fact that what Americans don't really fully know, I'm about to pull back the veil on this, because a lot of legislators, lawmakers, and the general public get weak-kneed when it comes to puppies and kittens and dogs and cats sourced from rescues. Look, again, it's like the vegan thing. If you want to adopt a pet from the rescue, you should have the freedom of choice.
Absolutely.
To do that. Mm-hmm. But Americans are being lied to. We are importing over 1 million dogs from foreign countries annually. Why are we doing that? Well, it's a moneymaker. And they're going straight into the shelters and rescues, and they're being sold. And a lot of these dogs are not safe for families. They're not family-friendly pets, nor are they owner-relinquished dogs that a lot of people think they're picking up at the shelter. Some family moved or had a death in the family, and they dropped their pet off, their dog, at the shelter for someone else to take on the responsibility. Less than 3% of animals in the shelter are owner-relinquished. All the other animals that you see in the shelter could be from China, Turkey, Mexico, Puerto Rico. You don't know what they are, what their background is, if they're dangerous dogs. It may not always be the case, but you just don't know. You don't know what you're getting. And that's the crime that is happening. And so when they mandate that pet stores must source their animals for sale from these shelters and rescues and bypass lawful breeders, it's happening everywhere. And these shame on these lawmakers that fall for this. And that's what's currently happening. You notice the red flag in Texas. Texas, this is in particular in San Marcos, Texas, that's a local municipal ordinance. But it's already passed in San Antonio and Denton and a few other Texas cities. And the list goes on. It's vast across the country. And we have been working really hard to fight all of this, but the emotional propaganda and the emotionally charged propaganda that the animal rights groups such as PETA, HSUS, Animal Welfare Institute, and a lot of the state animal welfare or animal rights organizations put forth all this stuff. I say animal welfare loosely because they're not about animal welfare. They're animal rights groups. They're not about the animals at all. They're about raising money on the backs of these issues. But this emotionally charged propaganda that they put forth makes these lawmakers weak-kneed and vote in their favor and ban lawful businesses. I am telling you, I am just fit to be tied. As you said, you opened this segment by saying that, you know, these businesses are required to jump through hoops that the lawmakers passed originally.
Yeah, and now those same lawmakers are saying, I'm sorry, but we're not going to let you sell your product.
Right.
You know?
They're dictating to businesses and telling them where to source their merchandise. It's insane. And the ones who are really losing out are not, well, the businesses are losing out and people are losing their livelihood, which is the number one crime, but the consumers are missing out and they're being lied to. And I've just had enough. And the other thing I've had enough of are these compromise bills that come up from people who claim to be on our side. I've had enough. They show up to the microphone or they drop in these boilerplate compromise amendments to appease the legislators, to make everybody feel better, But it's feeding the crocodile, hoping it will eat them last. It's temporary. We have to learn to find our spine and just say no. Somebody asked me the other day, they're like, you know, why is it that you're all or nothing on these bills? You have to learn to come to the table with something so we can meet in the middle and compromise. And my response to them was, our side is always compromising and giving. The other side, the animal rights groups, they have nothing to give. They have nothing to compromise. They ask all that of us, but why should we continue to do that and meet at the table? Please spare my life for another day, we say. No, it's like dealing with the king that owns everything. You know, the king was, you know, in control of everything from your food to your land to everything you did.
And travel, everything.
Yes, we're getting back to that now, and people don't even, they're not even awake to the fact of that's how things are operating. It's absolutely, it's just sad. And so, yes, these pet sale bans, in fact, I should have counted before I got on air with you, but that is in, that's just an local ordinance in San Marcos, Texas, but state legislatures, there are about 8 pet sale ban or rescue mandate legislation in about 8 states right now. And they put them in places like Connecticut and Rhode Island, well, Pennsylvania, where it stands a very good chance of passing. They set a precedent, and then the next thing you know, they'll be heading to Congress and passing something at the federal level to do the same because they've set a precedent. This is how they work. This is how the steamroller rolls. And I will be honest with you, Beth Ann, it's very frustrating because not enough people show up to the hearings, to the committee hearings, and that's part of our job is to urge Americans, urge animal owners, consumers, breeders, everybody to show up. We want the cattle ranchers to learn to fight for the dog breeders, and we want the dog breeders to fight for the cattle ranchers and the horse-drawn carriage people and the circus and the animal exhibitors. There's nothing worse than a group putting forth a carve-out for someone just to protect their own industry. That's not right either. We have to fight for everyone. Freedom is freedom. Liberty is liberty. And that's what we're all about.
We can go back to that poem, only we can change the words. They came for the horse carriage people, but I wasn't a horse and carriage person, so I did nothing. They came for the pet breeders, but I wasn't a pet breeder, so I did nothing. They came for, let's see, the horse, let's see, what else could they come for? They came for the cattle rancher, but I wasn't a cattle rancher, so I didn't do anything. Then they came for me, and there was nobody left to help me.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's where we're at, America. You either stand up or you're going to lose it all. It's okay if you want to be a vegan. But
we are there.
There's something that's just not right going on. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the people with stars and stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message. Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment. It's the fastest hour of the day, even if you're choking, even if you're coughing with the COVID. Mindy, you know, compromise. You mentioned that earlier. I'm just going to say this real quick. I mentioned I hated compromise a long time ago, and I felt like our beloved NRA has done nothing but compromise.
Yep.
And, you know, we can just, you know, as Christians, we compromise. And now look where we're at. They want to send us to internment camps. They want to send us away. They want to have us reprogrammed. They'll stand and belittle God. And we have compromised ourselves right out of freedom.
Yep.
And it's time we stopped compromising. I will not give in. I will not comply. I will not sit down. I will not shut up. And it's time people did that. And you're going to have to stop being afraid if you're afraid. And it's easy to be afraid. It's easy for me to sit here in front of a microphone. I'm pretty safe. Or I think I am. Every now and then I do kind of peek to see if any men in black are coming through the door. But no, seriously, I do.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, it's we have to start standing up. You know, my life, I have a beautiful life. I have a beautiful family and all this and that. But, I'm no spring chicken anymore. But I'm worried about the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about their lives, their freedom. I'm worried about the things that they have learned in school. And I have three great-grandchildren. I have a great-grandson just turned 4 on Groundhog's Day. I worry about them. You know, it doesn't matter so much about me anymore, but it matters about them.
You've planted a tree, and you want that tree to be there for them and have them enjoy the shade of liberty.
Yes.
When they're older. And same for me. Long after I'm gone, everything we're doing is, I've enjoyed the fruit of liberty for my entire life, and it's just a wonderful country that we have been blessed to live in. Has it been without bumps? Nope. It's been a fight to keep freedom forever, as long as I've been breathing. But we, like you said, it's your four-year-old grandson and future generations that we're worried about. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And people need to understand that. Most people who aren't fighting for liberty have never lived without liberty. They don't know what it's like. Although I will tell you, all you need to do is turn on the Olympics.
Oh my gosh.
To get a quick view of the lies and the destruction and the control that is going on, I'll tell you, it's pretty frightening, actually, to see some of the stories that are coming out of the news media trickling in about the Olympics, the intimidation of reporters, the disqualifying teams, the questionable infractions that are happening. I mean, China will do everything it takes to win and lie. Mm-hmm. And lie to win.
We should have never been there.
Ever.
And I have mentioned that. I have mentioned that all week long. I saw the, I guess it was last week, and I thought it was this weekend. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi's speech to the athletes, the U.S. athletes, don't do anything. Don't protest. Don't upset this regime. They're ruthless. Then why did we send our people over there? We should have never been over there. We should
have
told China no.
Yep.
And it's because of money. Mm-hmm. It's because of money.
It could take an ugly turn very quickly.
Yes. Yes, it has.
Sorry.
And I haven't watched any of it, be right honest with you. I just haven't. And, you know, if something happens to one of these athletes, it's on Nancy Pelosi's hands. It's on Biden's hands. We can't blame China, as Trump's reading of the snake. We knew they were a snake. But we can blame Pelosi and Biden. We can blame them. I got a big kick out of that. I don't know if you saw him read that. That it's a song called The Snake, The Lady and the Snake.
Oh, no.
Goes back into my day. He read it in Texas. But I wrote an article about it years and years ago and used that same illustration, that same song.
Oh, I love it.
You know, here we are. Here we are once more, you know, trusting in the snake. You think you can pick it up and pet it and it's going to be all right. Then it turns around and bites you and it's poison.
Mm-hmm.
So, well,
yep,
we're about out of time, and I don't think we even got into half of what we needed to talk about. So I'm going to just kind of turn it over to you here.
Sure. Well, to wrap up, I need your listeners and everybody out there to please visit our website at thecavalrygroup.com and go to the Take Action tab. The first drop down in the menu is a map of pending legislation happening across the United States. Right now, some legislative sessions haven't started yet. States like, it's a pretty long list, about eight or more states. But the bills that are being introduced, 99% of them are really bad bills that will negatively impact animal-related businesses, farmers, ranchers, landowners, matters of private property. And we've set this map up so you can go to your state, hover over one of the blue pins, and it'll give you all the information and the links that you need to know about that bill. Please call us at the office at 855-748-4210 if you want help fighting back against a bill in your state. We will already be putting efforts forth, but if you want help in writing a testimony, if you want to show up to the microphone, that's our job, to help our members and help citizens fight back. We will gladly do so. The power you have as a constituent should not be underestimated. They're looking in these committee hearings for people to show up. And unfortunately, most of the time, the people who show up are the animal rights groups. So we need to outnumber them and put forth the facts and the science to beat back this false narrative. Some of the bills on here, there's like a handful, maybe five bills, are good bills. And I'm very proud and excited to share that the Working Animal Protection Act is being introduced again in several states in this legislative session. Right now it's filed as HB 66 in the state of Wyoming. Representative Rodriguez Williams, she is my new hero. I absolutely cannot say enough great things about her. She's introduced that bill along with several other sponsors in Wyoming. So all eyes are on Wyoming, Kentucky, and a handful of other states where we're going to be pushing the Working Animal Protection Act to go on offense to protect rodeo, carriage horses, working, any lawful business that utilizes working animals. It's a great piece of legislation, and it's already passed in Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Can you give your number again?
Of course, it's 855-748-4210. Give us a call.
4210. Okay, I had that backwards. It's 855-748-4210. Mindy, thank you so much for all that you do. Appreciate it. I hope Mark gets to feeling better. I know you said he's been kind of under the weather. But it's time we all stood up, folks. Go to this website. We'll see if we can't put it on our Facebook page as well so you can look at it. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.